So I am looking at GIS. That's a project I did about 2.5 years ago, and I have repeated it a couple times with my students. So this is, and I have nothing to disclose. Okay, our objectives are looking at GIS, how to find the best locations for health promotion programs, and in my case, I'm looking at physical activity for seniors. And also, how can we use this as public health nurses? Because this is not only, I looked at physical activities for seniors, but you can use it for a lot of different things, yeah, like immunization, program locations, and so on. So the background, prevention, physical inactivity, and then we go over program planning. We, as public health nurses, have never looked at a business approach when we go and do program planning compared to the business. Yeah? If Kroger or Safeway decide to open a store, they have certain parameters where they go by, what they have to have around in that area, how many clients living there, okay, clients, yeah. And we, as public health nurses, never do that, yeah. Okay, we think this might be the best location, but we only think it might be the best location, and sometimes we learn from mistakes that it's not the best location, so. I did a lit review recently on looking how was GIS used in public health, and most it's used for disease surveillance very broadly internationally, risk analysis, health access, and community health profiling, but really only a handful were for program planning. So location optimization is really something we have to consider in the future, especially considering that money is short. So this project was done in Arizona in the Phoenix metro area. This is a map of the metro area, and especially it was done in Tempe, and this is a map of the city of Tempe. You can sort of see around here these are the borders. Yeah. This is also the home for Arizona State University, and I did some of the this evaluation with my community health nursing students, and I had some groups. Tempe is a nice area because it's really nice and confined, so you have great opportunity to do things there. So looking at prevention, yes, we know physical inactivity is really a problem, especially for seniors. We have about 28% of the 65 to 74 year olds, and even more, 36% of the 75 and older. And we all know that if you are not physically active, you have really health problems, and also we know from healthcare costs that they go up for seniors, especially for seniors if they are not active. And for program planning, in Tempe, the city built a new community center in the late 90s. It was in the northwest area. Okay, I'll go back and show you. This was in that area here. Really nice area, nice community center. And the concept for the city of Tempe is to build a community center for all ages. So therefore, a senior center was included there. The catchment area only had, at that time, less than 150 seniors, 65 and older. On University Avenue and South, you had more seniors, but the University Avenue was really a boundary, yeah? You don't cross that. Especially if you are using public transportation, there is buses going east and west, but not many south, north in that area. So this was really frustrating. You build programs there, and then you realize you don't have many seniors coming. And that was when I first realized we have to think different when we start program planning, yeah? And where we put programs. Another piece, interesting, Whole Foods, that I think everybody knows who Whole Foods is, that supermarket with a lot of organic natural food. They decided where to put a new store in the valley. Their parameter is 200,000 people within 20 minutes driving time with a college degree and family income between 150,000 minimum. That's their clientele, or the highest percentage of their clientele who goes shopping there. Yeah. Do we do that for our health promotion programs? No, not really. Yeah. So figuring out where the optimal location is really important to be successful. And this is where GIS mapping could be really useful. Frameworks I used was community as a partner model from Anderson and McFarlane, and the ecological model. I was also looking at built environment. Yeah. And ecological model really fits there very well. Okay, one piece, increasing physical activity in seniors. It's really important that you have access to the programs, that they are close by or at locations where seniors can get with public transportation or dial a ride or whatever you have available. Also, that you have them close by, not 4 or 5 miles away, that you have a really good density in the neighborhood. If you have a low density in the neighborhood, people wouldn't go for walks, we found out. And also, they don't have peers, they might go together to some of these programs, important. Connectivity, another issue. If you want to develop sort of walking programs in a neighborhood, only around a lake is boring, yeah? You have to have a place where you can go. So if you have corner stores or a bookstore where they can go, or a coffee place or something, that's where you can go, yeah? And this is a goal. That's looking at the built environment piece. So GIS mapping on top of it, using your census data, connecting all the pieces is really a good visual aid for you. Yeah, before we had GIS mapping, we looked at tables, and now we can really nicely visualize that. And with the built environment, we are looking at parks, sidewalks, state of repair of sidewalks, do we have streetlights or proper streetlights, working streetlights, and so on. So what we did a focus community assessment, windshield survey, a walkability neighborhood assessment. We used the census tract info. We looked at where we have already existing senior centers and physical activity programs for seniors. We looked at these environmental features. We looked at social features, which would be crime rates, yeah, important, transportation. And then based on that, with the census information, we did some GIS mapping. These are some pictures from Tempe. This here is our latest community center in North Tempe. That one actually is really well placed with respect to children, families, and seniors. The area up there has quite a few seniors. We have also the blue buses, neighborhood transportations in certain areas. And one of the senior centers at Escalante, we have a quite good going exercise program for seniors. That's our map again. Okay, this is the first map we created for the population 65 and older, and this is 2000 census data, yeah? As you know, we just did a new census, but the more detailed information will take a year or a little bit longer to come out. So this is still 2000 census information. And the darker the color, the higher the percentage. So this is 65 and older. The next one is 60 and older, because you have to plan for future use. Interesting is, if you look in both areas, look at this nose here and over there, very high concentration of seniors, overall. But if you don't know, and if you wouldn't do a windshield survey, you wouldn't know that in this area over here is a very affluent senior community, and over there on the west side is another senior community, not as affluent, more trailer park. But they have already programs. Yeah. The greens are parks, malls. We have a mall here. That's something which is important in our climate, because in the summer, walking is not as great outside, so people use the malls for walking. Okay. We also looked at the education level for seniors. If the spots here are the ones with college degree, the bigger the spot, the higher the percentage of college degrees, and the areas filled out is according with no high school degree. So we have an area up here where you have quite a few people who don't have a high school degree. That's also an area which is low income and has a high ethnic population. And another piece here, if you look overall at the city, this here is sort of a dividing line. North of that area here is lower income, and the further south you go, it's higher income area. Also, more dense here, less dense down here. That is looking at seniors below the poverty level. You have again up here higher poverty levels, and here that little white piece is the town of Guadalupe, which is a half Hispanic, half Indian town, not very wealthy, as an understatement, and the area south of it is also relatively poor. That looks at transportation. The dots are the percentage of people who own a car, and that census information, that doesn't mean they drive the car, yeah? Also, the number of bus routes. Tempe is organized that you have along the major highways, north and south, you always have bus lines. And they used to be very frequent, but now with budget cuts, it's going back to half an hour most of the day. Not very convenient. This is the latest crime statistic for the city of Tempe. That city of Tempe doesn't correlate this with census tracts. It's according to beats. So you have area up here, which is a mall area. You have area here, which is near a mall. And interestingly, you have here a high crime rate, but that's the low income area again. Some industrial area in there. So what we found out, looking at the census information, where we have location of senior centers, one up here, one over there, one up here in the north, and one in sort of an area. It's not a senior center, it's a recreation center, but with senior programs. Based on the amount of seniors we have, we figured out this here would be a good area for some programs. Yeah, because we have about 2,400 seniors living in that area. It's relatively crime, low crime. We have good transportation. We have on each area of the corner, we have strip malls, we have a bakery, a coffee place, a bookstore, and so on. There is a lot of stuff going on, plus some faith communities there. So we did a walkability assessment of that area. There are public parks. The sidewalks are in really good shape. We have decent street lights. It's prominently residential area. We have the shopping centers, and we have a neighborhood watch, crime watch program. And these are some pictures of that area. So it's really nice for walking. So that's, again, this is the area we figured out. And there is a Lutheran church there which has quite a bit of space. So they were willing to build up a program like that. Also, we developed some trails within the neighborhoods people could use and walk. Yeah. So it was pretty successful. So overall, I think this approach could be really helpful in the future. And I think with the new census information, we might have more communities who have already that data available on GIS for the public to use. Tempe doesn't have that yet, but they want to do it with the new census information. So far, they only used it for sewer system and that type of stuff, not really helpful for me. But I know from other places, Orlando and so, they have this readily available for their community to use. It's also something which you can use your students. So I'm teaching community health. This is great for undergraduate students, plus graduate students. The difficulty is to teach them how to use GIS because it's not really ready-made. And what I did, I used sort of made them already maps so they could download the census information directly in the maps. Yeah, so they didn't have to learn the whole program. And I think for us as community health nurses, if we learn how to use it or have connections to people in the community who could do it for us, it's a great way to communicate with the program developers or with stakeholders in the community about where would be the best places for health promotion program locations.